is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, our immigrant community, people of color here in America, we are just as sophisticated as the general public. When you see those movie stars, obviously actors, singers, rap artists, baseball, basketball, soccer or football, as you call it, everyone is getting a prenup. Why? Because you have to protect your hard-earned, money, your earnings. And is it fair that you put a ring on it, or she put a ring on it, and then that person walks away with almost half your assets because of the laws of equitable distribution in New York State? What percentage of marriages last forever? What is the, is it 10%, 50%, 30%? Even when there are children, even when you own a home, even when you have investment properties, even when you own a business, even when you accumulated all those savings in your pension plan, these are issues that you start thinking about when you start spying on the guy or the lady's cell phone. You know, she get up in the night or he get up and they're doing texting all hours of the night. They're taking call and they're whispering in the corner of the house. These are some of the issues that marriage face. And unfortunately, in a lot of those situations, it becomes very hostile. So hostility, obviously, is the response when someone has been betrayed. So love is, obviously, most people, that's what they say. They married for love. But whether we like it or not, a marriage is a contract. And with that contract, there's responsibilities. And those responsibilities go to the laws of equitable distribution. So if you have accumulated certain rights in a marriage, property rights, you have to obviously, as we say, do not divorce your money. You divorce your spouse. Do not divorce your children. Additionally, before you make any investments, you have to obviously be careful about those investments, especially if your marriage is on the rocks. Also, if you get a gift through your family, wills, trust, estate issues, you know, you got something from your mama, your grandmama, or whoever, those are separate property. Personal injury settlements is separate property. And what some people do, because they're in love so much, they put their wife or their husband on a bank account where they got a gift from, which was not marital property, or your spouse didn't have a claim to it until you gifted them 50% of that interest by putting him or her on that bank account or on that nice house that your mother, your father, or your brother, or your sister gave to you. So even during the marriage, obviously, we are making decisions based on love, and we do not understand what our rights are, what we can lose or gain based on the rules of equitable distribution. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So yes, the rules of equitable distribution, the rules of giving a gift. There are so many rules where the law is concerned, where marital issues are concerned. You really need to consult with an attorney at any given time before you get married, during the marriage, especially obviously if you see, you know, there are problems. Yes, you need to consult with an attorney who understands not the issue of whether or not you should get married, the grounds for a divorce. In New York State, what are the grounds? Abandonment, constructive abandonment, adultery, yes, cruel and inhumane treatment, irreconcilable differences. So the issue of fault doesn't give you money like it used to. And it could give you very little based on how the law is currently. So the fact that your husband or your wife committed adultery, treated you badly, there was cruel and inhumane treatment, she or he stopped having sex with you, constructive abandonment, doesn't give you additional cash where the laws of equitable distribution is concerned. So if you think, and a lot of people think this way, unfortunately, and unfortunately especially women, that they believe that they were the saint, that they were committed, that they didn't have extramarital affairs, although, you know, things are evening up. You know, they think, the ladies, that, hey, that gives them an edge, and that is not true. And you guys, it's the same. Because the lady is having affairs, ever, you know, all of the things that men did, women do. It's called, progress. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Do not buy a home, obviously, if you know that it's heading for divorce. That person during the marriage, when you purchase that asset, has rights. So any financial transaction that you may want to undertake, please consult with learned counsel. Our website for the law firm Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Our phone number to arrange a consultation is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whether it be email or phone call, Once we get your message, we will get back to you within 24 hours. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Every time there's a forecast of hot weather, I get scared. Yeah, seriously. So normally it's El Nino. Well, El Nina makes it even warmer in the United States of America. And when it's hot, unfortunately, there's more crimes, so we get more calls at the law firm from, you know, our diaspora about their son being arrested. Yeah, most times it's the daddy, the son, mostly it's men that are arrested. Women are arrested too, but that's more like fighting or, you know, little disputes, but men... They always seem to be in trouble, and the issue there, obviously, is that the NYPD, New York City, or the FBI, or whichever law enforcement you want to talk about, they target us. Yes, it's plain and simple. I would never forget the Central Park joggers case decades ago, where black youths were accused of raping a white jogger. And they confessed, several of them. They went to prison. And then a gentleman in prison said, a Latino brother, he said, it was me. And when they did the DNA test, they saw that, well, this guy was the rapist. These black kids didn't rape this white woman. And why did they confess? Why would young black men confess at the hands of the NYPD? Maybe they wanted to go home and see their favorite cartoon. Maybe they were concerned that they were not getting home on time. Maybe they were psychologically brainwashed. Maybe the officers were lying. Eventually, these convicted youths obviously filed civil lawsuits and got a lot of money from the city. But money doesn't replace time. Money doesn't replace the scars that you get for life, the loved ones that you lost. And the jogger, I remember the late Mr. Colin Moore, he was one of the attorneys for one of the Central Park joggers, and he said that the lady watched him and said, how could you represent people like that? They shouldn't have no lawyers. You know, what kind of person are you? But she was obviously unconscious during when all of this happened, so she never knew what happened. But what she had decided, obviously, based on the NYPD's investigation, is that these black youths raped her. And she believed, obviously, that they do deserve to have an attorney. And one of the issues that we have is that, you know, people talk about, you know, our community in a, you know, in a way that we are not believers in God, that we lack good moral character. And that is the furthest from the truth. In fact, from my own experience in America, I think it's more the opposite is true, that white people lack good moral character. White people are the criminals, and black and brown people, you know, they have it in for us. You see, the whole system protects them from being arrested, white people. So it is what it is in America. But you have your Miranda right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything can be, you know, you say can be used against you. Shut up. Ask for a lawyer, please. Whether it be the FBI or whatever federal law enforcement agency, whether it be the NYPD, state police, whatever, you have the right to remain silent, please. Shut your mouth. Get your lawyer. You cannot convince them of anything. You're not having a conversation with a person who cares about you, whether it's because they suspect that you're a criminal or whether that you're black or brown. They have already decided that you're guilty even before the jury is chosen, even before you have that trial. The consequence for people who have a green card or no green card, you will end up in deportation proceedings. And you will be deported. You will be sent home to countries that you know nothing about because you might have been in this country for a long time and they don't care. After you get your punishment in prison, you're exiled to your country. They don't care what your mother, your father, your nanny, your whatever is here in America, your children, you're going to be deported. So again, you know, one of the things that we talk about this on this program is our deportation inoculation, become a U.S. citizen. So as an attorney, obviously, from the Caribbean, you know, immigration law became a natural. So whether it be deportation issues, family-based immigration, employment-based immigration, we practice those areas of law in our office. Immigration is wide, it is broad, meaning the same. It is your key to wealth, because whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you're not going to get the money that you could make in certain professions in your home country than you could make in America, not to mention the strength of the US dollar. So, in America, explore your opportunities, whether you have a green card or not. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So whether you are already in the U.S., whether you come into the U.S., whether you have family in the U.S., you have more rights than you could think. But what you need is an experienced attorney that could explain to you the do's and don'ts or the avenues for economic development and legalization. Again, our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website, the law firm of Figure & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
One overdose can take a life, but one spray of naloxone, one friend who is there, one person who knows help is available, could save it. Fentanyl is making the drug supply more dangerous, and more New Yorkers are dying of overdose than ever before. What you know can save a life. Help keep your community safe by learning about overdose risk and supporting access to life-saving services. Visit nyc.gov/alcoholanddrugs to learn more.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Income eligibility limits for the Medicare savings programs have increased. If you make $2,260 a month or less, you may qualify for a Medicare savings program to help pay for your premiums, deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments. Connect with a Get Covered NYC specialist to see if you qualify for a Medicare savings program. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc.
Eating mostly plant foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans is good for your health. I use beans instead of meat in my grandmother's jerk-style recipe. And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources, and food assistance, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/nutrition.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists, and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Is the U.S. government a love government or a government that destroys families? Many times you hear these Republicans talk about values and family, and families must stay together, and, you know, and when they use this rhetoric in Congress, especially these Republicans led by KKK, Rush, and Trump, and other Republican presidents that have actually lacked good moral character. Unfortunately, the last one that I thought was the devil, Ronald Reagan, he passed, an amnesty, you know, for those who came into the U.S. before January 1st, 1982. So, listen, you know, you don't qualify for it. But, yeah. So, is the government of the United States of America, and we're talking about the federal government, those U.S. senators, 100 distinguished people, and the House of Representatives based on proportional representation, is this a love government or a family that destroys family? Because U.S. immigration policy does not respect the families that come to the United States of America. Why? Well, once you come to the United States of America as a family, yes, let's say you come to the U.S., husband, wife, and their two kids. Let's say they're 4 and 5 years old. Once you come to the U.S. and you overstay your time, by one day, your visa is canceled. Once you overstay by 6 months, it means that you have accumulated unlawful presence and you're subject to a 3-year bar if the U.S. Once you overstay by a year, you have accumulated unlawful presence, which now bans you for 10 years. Which means once you're here, maybe they don't want you to leave because you are cheap labor. However, these families come into America. How can they legalize? What are the, you know, what is the relief for people who come here and overstay? And basically, the only category available to people who come to the U.S. and overstay their time that are married, like those who are single, are, if you have a child 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for you. Or you are 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for your parent, or a parent petitioning for their child, 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen. Or you get married to a U.S. citizen. And in order to get married to a U.S. citizen, for that family that came here, they have to get a divorce. Does that promote keeping families together? No. Was this a deliberate act of Congress? The Life Act of December 21st, 2000, signed by, you know, non-family person, President Clinton. Well, you know, he's the one who said that he, you know, that oral sex is not sex. Yes. Poor Mrs. Clinton. Yes. So maybe that kind of like explains why he thinks that, you know, immigrant families shouldn't be qualified for a green card, that the husband really has to divorce the wife, or the wife vice versa, in order to legalize here. Maybe he wanted a divorce from, you know, is Hillary her name? Yeah, Hillary Clinton. But he couldn't ask her for a divorce because, hey, he's the president of the United States of America. And he just decided to have an affair. Whatever the rationale for President, lack of family values, Clinton, and I don't think he was a good president. Believe me, when you look at his track record of the legislation passed during his tenure, please, why are the Obamas close to him? Damn. Anyway, so U.S. immigration law is not friendly to whom? Yes. Families. In that family, when they come here to the U.S., not only is the option a divorce, how about them two children? Well, if they get a divorce, married a U.S. citizen, the husband's new wife or the wife's new husband could petition for those children, as long as when they get married to this U.S. citizen, their children is less than 18 years old, even though they're undocumented and they're here in the U.S. As I said, that's the exception to the rule, which is the obviously ban on legalization for people who overstay their time in the United States of America. Yes, immoral Congress, immoral Senate, immoral U.S. government, immoral President Clinton. Damn. Whoa. You think that the Republicans might be doing this? Well, hey, you know, it makes no difference, a Democrat or a Republican, where immigration law is concerned, because both parties dominated by white people are more interested in white power and not interested in, obviously, you know, endangering non-white children and marriages. My name is Brian Figueroa, the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when you wives and husbands out there send your spouses to America and they end up divorcing you in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, this is the dilemma that they're in. What can they do? How do I tell my wife? How do I tell my husband? In order for me to legalize, I have to divorce them. In order for me to petition for my children, I have to find a new wife or new husband. And this is no mistake, my people. This is the U.S. government, like what they have done to African Americans throughout U.S. history, they do to people of color coming from all over the world, Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean. They want to destroy us, not only economically, but spiritually. And this is the unfortunate truth of America, and that is why there's no comprehensive immigration reform, because the Republicans and the Democrats have no love lost for us. What they see us as is what they talk about in the Bible. Gentiles? What were Gentiles? Check your Bible. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Love your family. Peace.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
One overdose can take a life, but one spray of naloxone, one person who knows help is available, could save it. Help keep your community safe by learning about overdose risk and prevention services. Visit nyc.gov/alcoholanddrugs.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Woo! Deportation, inoculation. What does that mean? Well, if you're a responsible mother or a father, what you will do is, when one parent becomes a U.S. citizen before their child's 18th birthday, those children derive citizenship from you. We have had many parents who come crying in the office, "Mr. Figaro, please, I don't want my daughter to be deported. I don't want my son to be deported. Can you help? What is their defenses for deportation?" They may have committed a crime of passion or a crime of economics. That most times that's what it is. But obviously, you cannot deport a citizen. Is a parent negligent or a bad parent, whatever you want to call them, if they have the ability to become a U.S. citizen and they do not do so? And worse, if they have children under 18 that could benefit from being derivative citizens if this parent become a U.S. citizen before their children's 18th birthday. And grandma and grandfather, please talk to your children. Sometimes adults remain children and they're not thinking, and you may have the grandchildren. And you don't want to lose them grandchildren because you love the grandchild more than you love your own child. Why? Because maybe you're a better parent now. It happens. That is life. And what we have to do from life, my people, is learn. So many people have been deported, sent back to the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. They go back Jamaica. They go back Trinidad. They go back Grenada. They go back St. Lucia. What life is there for them? And, yeah, the reason why they are called children is because they are children. And we as parents, adults, whatever, we have to know better. When I became a naturalized citizen, I made sure I did so before my children's 18th birthday. Why? Because children make mistakes in life. Whether they are a child of a lawyer, the child of a doctor, the child of a nurse, the child of a carpenter, children make mistakes. We know this, and we have to protect them. This is the love that we have for them. No matter what they do, we love them. However, the U.S. government doesn't love the children, our children, as much as we do. In fact, they didn't even want us here, far less our children. And if you think that the U.S. government is a good government, then what do you think about KKK, Russia, and Trump? He thinks that we come out from shithole countries and that we shouldn't even be here. And he wants us to be assimilated, meaning take his culture rather than we keep ours. Well, KKK, Russia, and Trump, you keep your culture, the culture of a devil, the culture of a racist. I like our cultures from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, where we love our children and we will protect them by any means necessary. Malcolm X. So I say to you, get your deportation inoculation. Make sure you become a U.S. citizen before your child's 18th birthday. Give us a call, schedule a consultation, come to the office. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share. And when we say share, you must like, you know, we like to gossip too. So tell people, look, you know that guy, Figueroa and Associates, ask the lawyer, not a good man. Go by him and do your legal work, your immigration work, matrimonial, wills, trust and estate planning, personal injury, auto accidents. Yeah, full service law firm. You do it for the white man, why not do it for your own? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you're in another country listening to this program, please call your family here in New York or anywhere in the United States. Immigration law is federal law. So Mr. Figueroa, myself, can represent anyone you have in the U.S. in any state. Peace.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small business solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Let's Get Covered NYC. Health insurance plans that fit your budget are available. Get one-on-one assistance and enroll before the 15th of the month for coverage starting the first of the following month. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc to be connected to a Get Covered NYC specialist.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy,
deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
One overdose can take a life, but one spray of naloxone, one friend who is there, one person who knows help is available, could save it. Fentanyl is making the drug supply more dangerous, and more New Yorkers are dying of overdose than ever before. What you know can save a life. Help keep your community safe by learning about overdose risk and supporting access to life-saving services. Visit nyc.gov/alcoholanddrugs to learn more.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Recently, I watched the movie I Care a Lot, and the movie is based on a crooked legal guardian who drains the savings of her elderly wards and meets her match when a woman she tries to swindle turns out to be more than she first appears to be. Every adult is assumed to be capable of making his or her own decisions unless a court determines otherwise. If an adult becomes incapable of making responsible decisions, the court will appoint a substitute decision maker, usually called a guardian. So, what is guardianship? Guardianship is a legal relationship between a competent adult, the guardian, and a person who, because of incapacity, is no longer able to take care of his or her own affairs, the ward. The guardian can be authorized to make legal, financial, and healthcare decisions for the ward. Depending on the terms of the guardianship and state practices, the guardian may or may not seek court approval for various decisions. In many states, a person appointed only to handle finances is called a conservator. Some incapacitated individuals can make responsible decisions in some areas of their lives, but not others. In such cases, the court may give the guardian decision-making power only over those areas in which the incapacitated person is unable to make responsible decisions, a so-called limited guardianship. In other words, the guardian may exercise only those rights that have been removed from the ward and delegated to the guardian. And speaking about conservatorship, I guess most of us would remember the Britney Spears case with her dad. So let's look at incapacity right now. The standard under which a person is deemed to require a guardian differs from state to state. In some states, the standards are different depending on whether a complete guardianship or conservatorship over finances only is being sought. Generally, a person is judged to be in need of guardianship
when he or she shows a lack of capacity to make responsible decisions. A person cannot be declared incompetent simply because he or makes irresponsible or foolish decisions, but only if the person is shown to lack the capacity to make sound decisions. For example, a person may not be declared incompetent simply because he spends money in ways that seem odd to someone else. Also, a developmental disability or mental illness is not by itself enough to declare a person incompetent. If you want to learn more and understand guardianship, ask the lawyer. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
Protect yourself, loved ones, and assets. Stop putting off estate planning. Now is the time to take concrete steps to establish an estate plan. It's also a good idea to start thinking about what could happen before your death, in case you are unable to handle your own affairs. Attend our 5-week estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate webinar series. Remember, estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Register at estateplanning.eventbrite.com.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. June is a popular month, Caribbean American Heritage, Pride, and Immigrant Heritage. And of course, we celebrate Juneteenth. America was built on the blood, sweat, and tears of immigrants. We have always contributed and will continue to make America strong and prosperous. Hold your head up high, brothers and sisters. Be immigrant proud. Let's bring some more of us here. Ask the lawyer how. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Be happy, be safe, be well.